as Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd Monday sought to reinforce the reason behind U.S. President Barack Obama's postponed trip, many Australians seem to be growing indifferent as to whether it matters at all if the president comes. This follows the Prime Minister's reaction last week, which some saw as an effort to preempt political fallout from the fourth cancellation this year of a U.S. dignitary's trip to Australia.
He has a big challenge on his hands, and it's in the Gulf of Mexico. That's very difficult. It represents a huge challenge for the U.S. administration. He's welcome in Australia anytime he chooses to visit.
The stepped-up public relations effort comes as Rudd faces criticism on some editorial pages, predicting he may be in political trouble without a so-called Obama bump in an election which could be only months away. Tom Switzer, editor of the Australian Spectator, does not share that view.
There's no question that Prime Minister Rudd would love to have President Obama here and his very attractive family to showcase. There's no question. But I think long gone are the days when an American presidential visit really helps out a Prime Minister.
Whether it's long gone, lackluster, or an indication that U.S. influence may be waning in the region, Australians, as they say here, just can't be bothered.
If he comes or he doesn't, I'm sort of indifferent.
I think we'd be more offended if someone like the Chinese leader didn't come and visit us in this current climate, yeah. That's where most of us, that's how most of us are employed.
We're used to it. Like I said, because you have to fly so far to get here, we're used to people just finding it really difficult to get here, so I think we'll be fine.
Probably no group is more disappointed about the on-again, off-again nature of the president's visit than students here at the University of Sydney. They published a commemorative edition of the student paper, which has now been updated to read, "Obama, where the bloody hell are you?"
I think it's so much a problem for the reality as for the brand. Yeah, the brand of Obama is the sort of the world president rather than the American president.
Before the first visit was scheduled in March, Henry Hawthorne, editor of the Oni Swa, said he was excited to see Australia rising on the global political stage. Now, following three presidential cancellations and the earlier cancellation by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, he's worried that the snubs may actually reflect a view that Australia is not a significant world player.
I think people are caring less and less about whether Obama comes out or not because people expected him to come out a long time ago. He didn't. He said he'd come out again. Again, he didn't. So people are becoming pretty jaded and a little bit over it.
And it's not just student media that have wound up with inaccurate publications because of last-minute cancellations. Back at the Australian Spectator, the unpredictable scheduling has caused a new sort of policy for covering the rescheduled U.S. state visits.
I'm not even going to publish anything on this. I'm just going to ignore it. And I got badly burned the last time the president was supposed to come. I had a whole issue of the Spectator, at least one article in that issue, dedicated to the U.S. visit, which looks stupid. So I'm not about to be caught off guard by doing the same thing again.
That may have White House officials wondering how they're going to address a public relations mess in Australia while simultaneously cleaning up the mess in the Gulf. Derek Henkel, VOA News, Sydney.